Then she showed me the bruises. They were all on her thighs and stomach, places that you can't see. She told me that he did stuff like this at least 3 times a week, that he always used the excuse of alcohol issues for it, but according to her, she couldn't even smell it on him anymore. That night was the final straw. That's when that stupid gut reaction disappeared and I knew it was all true. But why did it take her showing me that to believe her? I have known her for nearly 10 years. She was there for me during my own divorce and she has always been such a beautiful and lovely person. Who also isn't vindictive. I knew all of this. But my instinct was to stand up for a man who I don't know nearly as well. Just because he was always nice to me? It has left a very bad taste in my mouth. As of now, we are getting the ball rolling on things. Working to get a restraining order. She is staying with us and my wonderful, brave boyfriend went to their house to get her stuff that was still intact. There wasn't that much left, but at least she has her phone and car. The soon-to-be ex is trying non-stop to get in contact with her, but I'd rather unalive him than let him go near her. I've had to call the cops for him showing up here freaking twice in the last 2 weeks. Her job has let her work from home because he tried to see her there, and you would think that would be more than enough for an order, but that's a whole other thing. My friend is a trooper. After her first few meltdowns, she is dealing with this crap almost too well. I feel like she's entitled to more meltdowns. But she's too strong for that. It's a lot to talk about, a lot of things she needs to heal, and we are gonna be there for it. I feel too many things right now. The only person I've talked to about this is my boyfriend since he's aware of the situation. I know I'm doing everything right, according to what she needs and wants. I'm being the good friend, I know it's true when he says that. But if I was such a good friend, why didn't I instantly believe her? I get that it's small, I get that I recovered from like the 5-minute disbelief very fast. But that was still 5 minutes where she was truly alone. Where he was right and no one would believe her. It makes me sick. I'm not trying to make her horrible situation about me, but why did I have that reaction first? In that moment she was crying because she knew I didn't trust her. I did that. Why did it take my best friend showing me evidence to believe it? What the heck is wrong with me? Why didn't I notice first? How could I let her go through this? I don't know. But I keep thinking about it. Has something like this happened to anyone before? Is it just me? I also want to add, while I didn't show her this post, I did ask if I could get some thoughts out about this on Reddit. Which is weird, but she knows that I do vents and stuff on here with random accounts. Plus she's in a place where she isn't hiding anything anymore, I'm so proud of her. She wants the world, our world not literally lol, to know what he did and who he is. So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't want her to see it per se, but she knew anyway. She knew from my face and she's just too good of a person to be mad. And now I am rambling. Long story short, this anonymous story isn't trying to ruin my best friend's privacy.